Hello, this is Jessica Chilton, and now we're ready to expand your openness. Opening to a higher perspective, opening your mind, opening your heart, opening to a higher power. I'm grateful to be here with you, guiding you through this COVID-19 meditation, where we take this opportunity to create a new association with this word and phenomenon. We see COVID-19 as an opportunity to expand our C for compassion, O for openness, V for vibration, I for inner guidance, D for deep trust. Let's continue now with the O of COVID, which in this meditation stands for openness. I invite you to continue your natural breathing as you open to a higher perspective. Open to the perspective that this pandemic is a rite of passage. We're experiencing a rite of passage. An old paradigm is dissolving, and the ways we treated the earth, treated each other, and treated ourselves, they simply were not sustainable. We needed to slow down and let go of the old ways in order to make space for something new, something sustainable, something that is beneficial for all to emerge. So we are in a rite of passage. We are becoming something as an individual, as a society, as a collective humanity, as a whole world that we weren't before. We are becoming what we are meant to become next. This is our rite of passage. So, who are we becoming through this? Who are you becoming through this? Right now, we perhaps don't know yet. But what we do know is that we are living through the letting go. We are living through the letting go. Many people have businesses and jobs that are gone or that aren't functioning in the old ways. We're living through the letting go. Many of us have daily schedules and school days and regular activities that have dissolved. We are living through the letting go. Many of us have been attached to certain things that are now crumbling. We are living through the letting go. Some of us have loved ones who are dying or who have died. We are living through the letting go. As we grieve, and then sit in the unknown of what's to come, there will be an opportunity to evolve into something different, something new that we're ready to become now. Of course, it's important to be in the moment we're in rather than getting ahead of ourselves. And so now is the moment to notice what part of us, what part of our lives, what part of our societal system and societal structures, what part of our treatment of our planet need to dissolve, to let go, to be released, to die? This is the moment we're in now, the letting go. This is what creates the space for the new parts to emerge. Amidst the grief of loss and letting go, remind yourself that this is leading to new opportunities. Notice already signs of opportunities that are or will emerge from this time. Notice what you're already experiencing that is new, like family bonding and slowing down and planetary restoration. If we can keep this awareness and be inspired by this, the coming months can be very hopeful. If we don't have this awareness, the coming months can be very bleak. So it is in your hands, it is in your mind, as to how you will perceive and experience this time. Humans tend to relate to disruption as negative. But let's remember that disruption opens the door to radical transformation and creation. Although this pandemic is absolutely tragic in terms of human death, pain, and suffering, do everything possible to open to the bigger perspective, the higher perspective of this rite of passage, this collective evolution that we are experiencing right now. Let's see how we can grow in a positive direction and become what we're meant to become next through this global challenge together. As you are opening to this higher perspective, notice that this is a profound time of planetary healing. Notice how the coronavirus is helping the collective. At the same time that we're being compassionate to the suffering of individuals, how can we tune into the whole planet and how the whole planet is being helped? With reduced economic activity and industrial output, and decreased air travel and cruise ship voyages, and decreased global importing and exporting, we're hearing countless stories and examples of decreased pollution, of clearing of waterways, of lowering of the carbon footprint, of truly effective reversal of climate change. This is a profound time of planetary healing. Let's open to this higher perspective. As we are opening to higher perspective, notice this is an opportunity for personal and collective spiritual awakening. See right now how the coronavirus is helping you to awaken. See what it is illuminating in you and around you. It is illuminating whatever it needs to illuminate, whatever it needs to bring up in you, in order for you to be who you truly are. The coronavirus is happening for you. It's happening for me. It's happening for us. What it is bringing up that is so uncomfortable is exactly what needs to be tended to in order to remember and embody who you truly are. Approach this pandemic experience through the lens that everything is helping you. Everything is bringing you into being more of who you truly are. Instead of only a few approaching life as spiritual awakening, everyone right now is being affected by something so challenging that it can serve as a powerful catalyst for our collective awakening. It's not only a few, it's a whole world that has the opportunity to awaken through this pandemic. As you're opening to a higher perspective, see that this is an opportunity to shift from fear to love. You know, before this pandemic, we could easily distract ourselves away from fear or cover up our fears and pretend they aren't a big deal. We had busyness, we had workaholism, we had overly scheduled days, we had full social lives, we had big dreams we were ambitiously going about bringing into reality. Now, everything is stripped away. Daily life has slowed way down. People are at home with a lot of time to notice the fears they pretended were not there. After giving the fearful parts compassion, it's up to you to decide what this experience will be. An experience where you are consumed by fear, or an experience where you return to love. When it seems that everything is being taken away, ask yourself, what can't be taken away? What will always remain? As you open to a higher perspective, notice this is an opportunity to remember who you are. Remember who you are. This is an opportunity to connect with, to know, and to embody the divine you, the true you, the consciousness that is you. Remember who you are. Everyone's in the same boat in terms of having to remember who you really are amidst this pandemic. We're all connected, standing in the midst of this global pandemic. We are all surrounded by the fear and anxiety and uncertainty that the collective is feeling. And it would be really easy to simply identify with that fear, to join in that dominant energy, and to forget who we truly are. But we also have a potent opportunity to not identify with this fear, and instead identify with the truth of who we are. This is the time to know what you are made of. Your essence that has always been and will always be. In fact, the most important thing that you could do right now amidst this pandemic is to connect with, know, and embody the divine you, the consciousness that you are, the spirit that you are, the love that you are, the true you. I've come to realize that if I die being the true me, that's a great way to die. And if I live not being the true me, then that's a waste of a precious life. So being the unique version of God that I am, the true me, is more important to me than the survival of human ego me. When I remember all this, there's nothing to be scared of anymore. Except maybe living a life without remembering who I really am and without being divinely me. When we are remembering who we are in this time, then you can let divine you lead human you through this pandemic. So let's open to this higher perspective and higher power by opening your mind and heart now. As you continue your natural breathing, we open your mind. One of the swiftest ways to open your mind is to embrace not knowing. It's my favorite way. It's my favorite mind-melting practice. So right now, let I don't know. 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 Become a relaxing refrain in your mind. I don't know. 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 As you let go of knowing anything, feel your mind soften, your thoughts slow, space open up to stillness. You are expanding your human mind's capacity to surrender, to open. As you soften into the not knowing space. This not knowing space opens your mind to higher consciousness. If it feels challenging to embrace not knowing, which it can feel sometimes, notice the underlying fear or insecurity that is driving your need to know. Give loving attention to this human part, breathing compassion and letting it feel the conscious presence that creates a sense of safety for it to relax into not knowing. You know, the human part of each of us knows nothing, yet tries so hard to know everything. It turns its mental thinking into overdrive, and by doing so, blocks that highest knowing from flowing through our heart. Now is the time to let that human part return to its naturalness. Not knowing, not knowing, not knowing. Enjoy experiencing the innocence, the openness, the receptivity of I don't know. I don't know. As your human mind relaxes, we can shift into opening the heart to receive from higher power, to receive love and guidance from the divine. So now that your mind is still, let's open your heart. Let your attention shift now from mind to heart. Instead of your mind being lit up as it tends to be in the human day-to-day head-first life, we imagine that that light has been sliding from your head down your neck into your heart. And now your heart space is aglow. Your heart space is lit up. Begin breathing in and out of your heart space. Imagine your breath flowing right in and out of your heart now. On the inhale, your heart softens and opens. On the exhale, a gentle wind blows from the back of the heart out the front of the heart. On the inhale, your heart softens and opens. On the exhale, a gentle wind blows from the back of your heart out the front of the heart. When that wind blows from the back of your heart out the front of the heart, it carries any emotional clutter right out the front of your heart. Continue this heart-centered breathing, moving any and all emotions through and out until you feel the sense of a clear, clean, open heart. An empty channel, an open conduit. Now, in this relaxed, open-minded, open-hearted space, we are open to higher power. open to love, open to consciousness, open to God, open to divinity. Without being attached to experiencing anything in particular, simply be open and available for higher power to flow through and radiate from your heart. Enjoy the feeling of spaciousness in your heart. And notice the nothingness or the everythingness that flows through this space as you continue to breathe. When our human part gets out of the way, the divine true self can come forward, taking up all the space, expressing itself, loving everything, and leading the way. This is the openness you can experience during this pandemic time. Open to a higher perspective, with an open mind, open heart. You are open to higher power guiding you, loving you, loving through you, and leading the way.